On cold and soggy fields, those shepherds kept moving, trying to stay warm and keep their bodies from getting stiff. One shepherd has a bum knee. His buddies take turns hauling the group's pack with water, bread, and apples. When they are honest with themselves, all three shepherds realize that they could have done something more with their lives. However, sheep get sick, bad weather hits, and the king was often tyrannical. It's hard to make ends meet. And then a miracle occurs. Afterward, one of the shepherds describes the events to his mother. "Mom, I really can't explain what I felt when I saw that angel. I thought I might be losing my mind, but then my heart told me, no, this is a truly special moment. We had an angel right there inviting us to participate in something glorious. We didn't really know where we were going, but somehow we stumbled upon that simple little barn out back of the inn. And then, Mom, I saw that precious baby, and I started to cry and laugh at the same time. His parents held him so tenderly. Looking into the baby's eyes, I felt like I was seeing the entire world. I never imagined my heart overflowing with so much joy. Never imagined. I looked around and I thought, how did we get here to this amazing experience? I was glad we had listened to that angel and took a chance. And then I asked myself, what do I do now? Even today, Mom, my heart brims over, making me want to share my feelings of awe. And more than ever, I yearn to help make the world a better place. Stories are doorways. When we open the shepherd's door, we view magic, from taking a risk to transformational love. When we walk through the door of Jesus' birth, we feel the holiness of beginnings. We participate directly in making meaning for our lives and increasing our generosity of spirit. Down through the years, Unitarians and Universalists have walked through the doorway and been touched by the holiness of the birthday of Jesus. We're proud of the fact that all of the following artists were Unitarians: Charles Dickens, who wrote A Christmas Carol; Edmund Hamilton Sears, who wrote the words to It Came Upon the Midnight Clear; Clement Moore, who wrote The Night Before Christmas; and James Pierpont, who wrote Jingle Bells. Beautiful and tender, the UU Christmas tradition stirs our souls. And with our wonderful history, we who view Christmas from a more naturalistic perspective too often dismiss the miraculous events, such as a beckoning angel, a guiding star, and the virgin birth of Jesus. Tonight, let's not be dismissive. On this very night, let us embrace the stories and the mystery. On this very night, let us rejoice, because Christmas marks the birth of a tremendous prophet. And on this very night, let us celebrate, because every night a child is born is a holy night and a sacred beginning. Looking through another doorway, there awaits an exploration of the beginning and before the beginning of the universe. Now, when I hear this story, I feel like the shepherd talking to his mother, I actually tremble with awe and wonder. Earlier this year, MIT physicist Alan Lightman published an article entitled, "What Came Before the Big Bang?" Lightman concludes that ultimately we do not know, but here's a hypothesis. The universe and time did not exist before the Big Bang. The universe materialized literally out of nothing at a tiny but finite size and expanded thereafter. There were no moments before the moment of smallest size because there was no before. A brilliant young physicist from Ukraine named Alexander Vilenkin says, "No cause is required to create a universe from quantum tunneling, but the laws of physics should be there. Quantum tunneling, Vilenkin explains, is a phenomenon in which objects can perform such magic feats as instantly appearing in the far side of a mountain without traveling around or over the top. It's been verified in the lab," he says. And so, reminiscent of the Christian scriptures telling of the virgin birth of Jesus, i.e., Mary had a baby without having sexual contact, Vilenkin says the entire universe could have suddenly appeared from wherever things originate in the impossible to fathom quantum haze of probabilities and possibilities. Now, I want to be clear tonight. Personally, I do not think I understand almost anything of what these scientists are discussing. I'm trying, but I don't. But, like the shepherds receiving instructions from an angel, finding theories about the origins of the universe makes me hungry to participate fully in the miracle of existence, however it began or did not begin. What about you? What about you? Contemplating mind-boggling, gigantic beginnings of existence and miraculous beginnings such as the birth of Jesus or any child all help us to participate in Christmas magic. In some situations, the real Christmas magic starts with people still holding on to hope at all. This week, I've been watching videos of emergency response teams working in bombed-out neighborhoods of Aleppo, Syria. One video shows 15 people with no tools, digging with their bare hands in coarse rubble of a collapsed building. At one point, they hear a voice from deep under. After 8 more minutes of digging, the group pulls out a toddler who wipes the crust from his eyes and moves his arms and legs. Everyone cheers to the skies for the saved, precious life. Christmas miracles are happening. We just have to pay attention. And when a door opens, walk on through and get into the action. You might make magic by kidnapping baby Jesus from the nativity scene in order to get the heat turned up. Or you might visit your friend who's feeling sad, sick, or depressed. Or you might write letters to someone in prison. Or you might befriend someone who just got out of prison. Or you might shovel your elder neighbor's sidewalk, or babysit the child of your single-parent friend, or sing carols on the corner, or join a group welcoming refugees to the neighborhood. Or what? Or what might you do to participate in Christmas magic? What might you do? Not everyone sees an angel. Not everybody hypothesizes about what happened before the Big Bang. And not everybody saves a toddler from certain death. But we all have the capacity to say yes to existence and life itself. We all have the power to show up where we're called to be, pay attention, and participate in something special. You do not have to make magic on your own. During the lighting of the candles, look around this sanctuary and see all the grace-filled people ready to accompany you. Tonight, what we thought was impossible becomes possible. Life itself takes on new dimensions and magnificence beyond belief. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.